Best philosophy has been that we live for the moment, and your philosophy tells us what time is, but can you tell us what the moment is, what now is, and how we can find this in our own minds and perceptions?
Now has been propelled through past. Past has been instrumental in propelling and presenting now. And this propelling force is the force of evolution. So through evolution we have gained now, and through evolution we are going to continue in the eternity of time. It is the now that we want to make eternal. It's a beautiful thought. It is the now, the present, that we want to transform into eternity. That is our plan through transcendental meditation. Transforming everyone's now into the eternity of time. Now is the product of the process of evolution. What we want to do is accelerate it so that the now is not lost in the past, so that the now could be eternal. Once the transcendental, unmanifest, absolute eternity becomes a living reality in cosmic consciousness, when the absolute consciousness becomes permanent, then now is forever now. Because the life is on the level of eternal freedom, eternity. Eternity is lived. And when eternity is lived, now is forever. This is what we have planned through transcendental meditation.
Maharishi, you have taught us that once a teaching has been established, then through the long lapse of time, deviations come up and the original teaching is lost. Now these deviations are small at first, become bigger and bigger, and then when the teachings are lost, someone comes to bring the